Welcome in Sam Fornander joining us here at the top of the hour, talking a little bit about the Community Playhouse. Sam, before we dive into it in full force here, the DeVille hosted the RDAP and Habitat for Humanity fundraiser last night. How was the turnout for that as you were in attendance?
It was really good. I was kind of surprised. We weren't sure what to expect with COVID and everything. Masks were required, so that kind of... But we did have our bar and had some alcohol to sell, and everybody had fun. I think it was a good show.
So Tristan was there then.
not quite.
Now I understand some of the COVID things just changed as far as mask. And if you guys can maintain your 6 foot, you don't have to have masks in there anymore.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think we're going to stick with our masks for now. And I'll let the Playhouse Board make that decision. They're kind of the governing body, so they kind of decide if we're sticking with masks or not. But yeah,
I think
with that
just came out yesterday, so you wouldn't even have had time to discuss it.
Yeah. So this week we'll probably go with masks, and then in the future we'll see what the CDC and what West Central District Health has to say about that.
Sure. Now, Sam, tell us, what's your official position at the Playhouse?
I am the cinema supervisor. So
the cinema supervisor. Kind of rolls off the tongue.
Or movie supervisor, whatever you want to call it. But
are there as many digits in the paycheck as there is in your title, letters in your title?
If only. I wish. If only.
Yep.
So, Sam, tell us, you've been involved at the Community Playhouse for a long time now. Mm-hmm. Officially being employed there has to be a little bit of a dream come true, I would think.
Yeah, it's real fun. I always enjoy coming in to do movies now that we're doing movies again. And I've been waiting to come back to movies since COVID started. It's been kind of like I've been itching to come back. But it's been fun, and I enjoy the Playhouse so much. And it's such a privilege to come in and work on and be employed and have a...
Get paid for what you do.
Paid to have fun. So
there's an old saying I have that says, it's not a job if it's a passion.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And you're kind of in that mode.
When I'm at the Playhouse, I don't even feel like I'm working. I'm just having fun doing what I love. So.
And the movie industry at the Playhouse is relatively new here to the community.
Yeah. We've been doing it for about 4 years. 4 or 5, I think. We're coming up on our anniversary. We've been doing it for a while, but
COVID took you out.
Yeah, COVID took us out. We were going to try, and then all of a sudden COVID hit, and so we've been out of it for about a year. So we've been starting to kind of get back in the groove, and it's our this weekend will be our third week back.
Okay,
that
awesome.
That is such a perfect venue to use the facility for. Mm-hmm. I mean, the building itself is a piece of art to go look at.
Yeah.
And the sound in there is great. So
the acoustics, you can't beat it.
Yeah, you
can't
beat it. You can stand on the front of the stage and not even need a microphone. it's real nice, and you can hear somebody in the back. So
we are blessed to have the DeVille Center in our community for so many different reasons, and movies just one of them. So tell us, are you the individual then that picks what movie's going to be screened at the DeVille?
There's about three of us who are. We have one person from the board, and then there's another person who has the same job title as me, named Justin Jorgensen. And between the three of us, we kind of decide what movies we want to show. And
if you have three, there's never going to be a tie. So
yeah.
And what is this weekend?
This weekend we're showing Godzilla vs. Kong, which is the new one, and of course it's on HBO Max, but. Could watch it on
the big screen.
Yeah, watch it on the big screen.
And with a good sound system.
Yeah, we have the Dolby Atmos surround sound, so, and a big screen, so can't beat that when you're watching two big monsters fight it out.
Duel it out.
Yeah.
And this gets you that authentic experience, too, that we're longing for with not having a movie theater in our community.
Exactly. And when AMC went out a bit, when AMC shut down, I'm like, that was one thing I was excited for, because it helps us out and helps the community out. And
it's a win-win.
Yeah, and it fills the void, because we haven't had a movie theater here in town since COVID started, and now we're able to show newer movies. So
I think a lot of people have cabin fever. They just want to
do something. Get out of home. Have some experience.
Yeah, before we opened up here, I had to go. I went and saw one new movie in Kearney, and
you have to drive to the Golden City.
Yeah, you have to drive to Kearney to see a movie, and now you can see one here every weekend here in North Platte?
I may have to try a movie here. I was banned from movie theaters.
Uh-oh, really?
Yes.
How'd that happen?
Remember, this will date it, the movie Five-O Goes West.
Oh, you were about, what, in your 60s when you saw that one, Rick?
I was probably in my early 40s and
okay.
had taken the kids to
I was
see
taking
it.
A crack at Rick's age for those listening at home.
Yeah, and a good one. That was that was just not my genre of movie, so like 10 minutes in, I'm snoring loud enough that everybody can hear me. And the kids banned me from movies at that point.
Well, you're going to have to call and ask him if you're allowed at the Neville. Maybe Sam can put in a recommendation for you.
I'll check with Sam.
I think you'll be okay, Rick.
We'll give him a shot once.
Yep.
You're on a tight leash over there, Wyndham. Once, caught snoring once,
just,
you're out.
Just give me something decent to watch. You know?
Now, Sam, there is rumblings that we're going to have a new movie theater opening up on the mall property, and that's going to be great for the community.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to have the opportunity to watch the films at the Neville. And the nice thing about the Neville is the things that are going to be showed over there are going to be completely different than what you're going to see at the movie theater.
Yeah.
It's a completely different experience.
Exactly. And once when that new movie theater opens, we have the opportunity to show older movies.
Sure, yep.
So we can show... We showed a few years ago. We showed Blazing Saddles. So, and which you can't hardly see on TV anymore because of all the stuff in it. But political correctness and all that good stuff. So,
the bane of our society.
Yep. So yeah, we have the opportunity to show those older movies, with no movie theater, we're able to show the newer movies too. Mm-hmm. So. We have a range of movies we can show.
You're not in direct
More
competition
freedom,
with
say.
The new guys.
Exactly.
So. And frankly, I like most of the older movies better anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And just the experience at the Neville, too. There's nothing quite like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't do it justice. Folks need to experience it for themselves.
Exactly.
You know, during Nebraska Land Days, you guys ought to be running all old westerns.
Yeah, I think we're going to look at some of the... We haven't quite got that far ahead yet, but I think we're going to get that far this week and... We'll look in Nebraska Land Days and see what we can show. If it's a great time. If you haven't been to the Neville Center, come on down and see us. It's a great time, beautiful theater, and we have cheap concessions, which is nice.
Absolutely.
So $1 popcorn, $2 soda, $1.50 candy.
You're not going to find those prices at the movie theater.
Exactly. Exactly. You go to one of the other movie theaters, you're spending about $20 for concession.
Per person.
Might have to get out another mortgage.
Yeah, and tickets are only $5 for everybody. So
and
that's,
it stays here and benefits the Neville Center.
Exactly.
That's the big thing, too.
I don't know how you can beat it. It's just all the way around. It's
seems like every time I'm down there, I have somebody come in that has never been to the Neville Center, and it just boggles my mind. It's like, how can you not? We have so much going on in that place before COVID, even, and with our movies and shows and all the other events we host, and some people just still haven't come down to the Neville Center, so it's a good time to check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sam, we know the social media page for the Neville is very active as well, so folks can keep up to date on there if they have questions.
Yep.
There's information on there. They can direct some comments on the messenger or call
the
Playhouse, too.
Exactly. Yep. Or you can even stop in. We have somebody in the office Monday through Friday, 1 to 5.
Awesome.
So,
anything else you want to add this morning, sir?
Nope, just come down and see us, and it'll be a good time.
Absolutely. The AC will be on.
Yes, it will be.
Sam, we appreciate you stopping by the studio this morning.
All right, thanks, guys.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on Husker Radio.